his work, this man will be brought before kings. And again, in Proverbs, it says that a man's gift makes room for him. So God has gifted each and every one of us. He has put great treasure in our earthly vessels so that we can establish his kingdom here in the earth realm. So it's not up to Jesus, it's up to us. Jesus already did it. And now he's going and he's building up heaven. He's continuing to build in the kingdom of heaven. He's preparing a place for us, a resting place for us after we have done what we have been called to do here.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, man, but God has given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. I want to just thank all our listeners who listen to us, and you make a quality what decision to listen to us at 7:15 in the morning. Those who listen to us at 7:15 in the morning, God bless you, because without you, we just be on the air talking. But with you, we are blessed to have you. Mm-hmm. And I hope that each morning or each afternoon or each evening when you listen to us, this word become life mm-hmm. to you. The word that we speak become life mm-hmm. to you. Jesus says the word that we speak in John chapter 6:63. Jesus says, the word that I speak is spirit and life. The word. Jesus says, whatever I speak, if it's not becoming spirit and life, it's of no value. It's of no good. And we say the same thing here. The word that we speak, we pray, and it's our desire that it become life to you. It becomes spirit to you. It fills your innermost being. And we want to thank all our listeners that support this radio broadcast. You support it. You help us pay for the airtime. I just pray God blessing in many ways upon your life, that you will be blessed by God with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, that you will be blessed by God with good health, mm-hmm. you'll be blessed by God with your family, mm-hmm. and you'll be blessed by God financially. Mm-hmm. See, the blessing of God encompasses all. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you are blessed, nothing missing, nothing broken. It's not one piece of the pie, it's all the pie. Hallelujah.
And we have to know that we are already blessed.
Yes.
We have already been blessed. Sometimes we think, well, when I get blessed, then I'll be a blessing to somebody.
No.
You are already blessed. I am already blessed. We have all already been blessed. In Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 3, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. So that was Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. So you are already blessed. We have already been chosen before the foundation of the world. We have already been predestined as adoption, as sons by Jesus Christ, to the good pleasure of his will. It's his desire to the praise of the glory of his grace. We're accepted already in the beloved. So all this already happened. So we have to receive it and we have to believe it and we have to operate, walk in the fullness of it.
Yes.
You're already blessed. You know, Kent, stop asking somebody to pray that you'll be blessed.
Blessed.
You're already blessed.
Yes. Yeah.
You're blessed. Now do something with it. You're blessed.
Yes. Like, you know, I listen, Pastor Diana, I don't request a prayer that you pray for me that I've been blessed. Because I've studied the word. I've been blessed by God. And he says, I will bless the works at your hands. And whatsoever you put your hands to, you will what? Prosper. And blessed is the man. Don't let me teach you this. Yeah. Blessed is who? The man or the woman who walk not according to the counsel of the ungodly. Bless. You bless. So if you're not receiving it, check out. Check out who you're listening to. Check out who you're following. You just gave what the vision says. We blessed in heavenly places.
Already blessed.
We are already blessed with all what? All. All mean to me. All mean all. With all spiritual blessing. With all spiritual blessing. With all of them. Hallelujah.
Yeah. So now we have to, where we're at, what we need to seek from God is wisdom.
Yeah.
Because it says in James chapter 1, any man who seeks wisdom, let him ask of God who will give to you. So we have, that's what we need. Our prayer needs to be asking for wisdom, for divine strategy.
Yes.
And then the power, the strength to be able to do it.
Yes.
Not, oh, bless me, bless me, bless me. No, you're already blessed.
Yes.
Now, what are you going to do with it? You know, that's why you could be homeless and have $1 million if you don't ever do nothing with your $1 million. You have to do something with it. So you're already blessed. You've already been pre-approved. You already have the authorization. You've already been appointed. So now it's time to do something with it. The Bible says that signs and wonders follow the preaching of the word. So why? Because when we begin to do something with the word, and you know, in Jesus, he went different places, and one spirit that he cast out, I think two times it's noted in the Bible that he cast out a mute spirit. And it says after he cast out that mute spirit that the people marveled. Well, think about what a mute spirit is. A mute spirit ain't saying nothing.
Yeah, that is.
A mute spirit's not talking.
That's saying nothing.
But once that mute spirit was cast out, it says the people marveled. Yeah. Well, why did they marvel? Because things must have changed. But the people marveled after the mute spirit was gone. The people marveled because it brought forth change. When we begin to speak how God speaks, and we begin to start to see things the way God sees things, when we begin to align our hands with the way God has already aligned the work to go, when we do those things, then there people will be astounded.
Yes.
They're seeing the glory of God taking place through your life. They're seeing results of the word. Why? Because we do. A cake don't cook itself. You can have all the ingredients in your house and not have a cake. We got to do something with it. We have to put it together, and we have to do it according to the design. And we started off the week in 2 Timothy chapter 1, and we're going to close the week here in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. It says, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Hold fast the pattern of sound works. Think about when you're trying to cut a pattern. Maybe you have some kids that just went to kindergarten or VPK this year. When they have to cut on the line, cut the pattern. Hold fast to the pattern. There's already been a pattern assigned for your life. We must hold fast to the pattern of sound words to be able to produce what God has already sent us in the earth to do. Now, we want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle this Sunday at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Celebration Tabernacle
Church. You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy a special message recorded live at East Coast Christian Center.
Hey, East Coast family, welcome to On the Big Screen, take two, message number three. And I just want to welcome the Parkway Campus, the Vieira Campus, the Avenue Worship Center, the Coco Campus, and our online community. Can we put our hands together and just welcome everybody right now? Man, we're having a lot of fun. I see a lot of smiling faces, but I got to do something, guys. I got to cut myself here. I got to call a cut in the middle of the message because there's a lot going on in our world right now, a lot going on in our world that is concerning. And I'm just going to name a couple things. We had earthquakes in Haiti, lots of people suffering. We have Afghanistan is on the map now of Christians coming under pressure. We also have Cuba that people have been talking a lot about, the pressure on a country that is literally 90 miles away from the Florida southern coast. And so when you don't know what to say sometimes, because stuff like this can become dramatic, stuff like this can become politicized and all that, when you don't know what to say, it's time to pray. And so we're going to just pray right now. So everywhere, every location, come on, put your faith into this, and let's pray for these three countries. And I also want to pray for people dealing with COVID as well in our own county, in our own community, the people that we know that are sick. And so, Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up the country of Haiti, and really it's the people of Haiti, Father. We pray as they're recovering from devastation and earthquakes and storms right now, God, that they, Lord, would ultimately turn to you, God, and there would be safety. There would be angels given charge over them. There would be people with testimonies, Lord, of you coming to their rescue, God. I also pray for especially the Christians in Afghanistan right now who we know will come under extreme pressure, God. We pray for a protection around them, Lord. We pray for supernatural conversions of terrorists on the way to go kill Christians, Lord, just like the Apostle Paul, that they would be converted on the way in Jesus' name. And Lord, for this country of Cuba that's 90 miles away from us, Lord, we pray for a restoration of freedom, free as you've created them to be, Lord. And I pray for the Church of Christ to rise in these nations, God. We also lift up anyone that we know that's dealing with COVID right now and the sickness in their body. Lord, we curse this sickness, Father, and we speak life and healing, and we command that by your stripes they were healed. We as you sent forth your word to heal them, Lord, we send forth our words to heal them in Jesus' name, by the power of you, Lord, not by our strength, not by our might, but by your spirit, says the Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for doing this in us and through us, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So I want to let you know a couple things, actually. We have different missions partners that we work with, and one of them is Convoy of Hope. And Convoy of Hope is actually already in Haiti. Like the minute that earthquake happened, they begin to work to get to Haiti. And so we are partners with them. Your giving as a church enables us to give to these missions partners. So if you tithe and you give offerings, we give portions of that to different missions organizations that are doing incredible works. And Convoy is already in Haiti. So I want you to know that you've already been a part of a rescue process, which is amazing. Come on, let's give the Lord thanks for that. And One Hope, actually, they reach all over the world, and they are in Afghanistan, and so they bring the Bible to children all over the world, and so we're already in these places, and we're working and have been working on all year on doing something really neat in Cuba. I don't want to release it now, but we're getting ready to work with a group called World Compassion to do something in Cuba, and so you'll see more about that towards the end of the year as we've been working with them and strategizing with them what we could do to actually have a plant a church and do something pretty neat in Cuba. So check all of that out as we roll forward. And so let's get on back with the message. So I don't know, do we just take four? I don't know what that is, but we just did it. All right, so back to the movie. This movie, and really it's more than just the movie, it's the Marvel series, okay? The Marvel series, what is the Marvel series all about? Well, a few things. It's a team of superheroes. They have to join together. There's different experiences. They're walking through different parts of life. They have different talents and different abilities, but it takes all of them to come together to fight the enemy. It takes all of them joining together, and it takes their friendship and it takes their connections to continually fight the different enemies that they fight. And so can you see the challenges involved in all of this? And can you put yourself in that same picture? When we come together to do something, we face things like this. There's isolation. There's a challenge of overcoming isolation. There would be a challenge of we're diverse, we're different, but yet we need to become united. To overcome